Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today. And we have a dynamite show. A lot of different types of guests on the program this week. My first guest, I love when he's here, Terry Bradshaw will be joining us. Later on, the very lovely Heidi Klum from America's Got Talent. Randy Bachman was with the Guess Who and BTO, and he'll be joining us from the Today Show, Carson Daly. An author and attorney, John Gleason, who's wrote a fascinating book about John Gotti called The Gotti Wars. Rock and roll never sounded so good when it's mixed with a little bit of reggae. UB40 will be joining us, and in our lifestyle segment, we have Jack Nerad, who's going to be talking about automobile safety, and Joey Thurman about exercising. All this week with Ron Segi today, and I'll be right back with Terry Bradshaw. Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. That music is very familiar, and we're going to use it to introduce our next guest, a guy that's fun to have on a program. When he played ball with
the overall pick of the NFL drafts, a winning Emmy broadcaster, a country and western singer, a motivational speaker, an author. I tell you, he does it all. Joining us right now, talking about his book that's available in bookstores as we speak, Keep It Simple, Terry Bradshaw. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Good, Ron. Man, I tell you, that is one of the greatest introductions I've ever heard. I'm a little bit embarrassed right now.
Well, you shouldn't be embarrassed. Every time I see you, everybody's always writing about something. And I tell you, I think that you are a terrific guest. I mean, you are the talk show dream because you're funny, you're there, you're on top of things, you look like you're having fun. It's a great person to have on the show.
I don't know why. I don't know why I did. I asked to be on your show last year, and they said that I wasn't a big enough star to go on.
You read that just the way I wrote it to you. I got to tell you, I'm from Pennsylvania, so I'm really kind of on top of things, what you did with the Steelers.
Good.
I mean,
good.
I saw you many times at the stadium. I love this book, Terry. I started reading it last night, and it was late. I was at a birthday party, and I started reading it, and you know what? I could not put it down. This is a great book.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I know you're sucking up to me right now, but that's okay. You didn't read it at no birthday party. You got a little synopsis sheet, but you know what? That's okay, too.
You know, that's not
true. I don't care. I don't care if you read it. You know what? Go ahead and say it's a great book. That's all that matters.
No, let me tell you something. Let me prove to you that I read this. First
okay.
of all, you're talking about one time being on an airplane. It started to take off three times. It had a whamming noise. You were getting more and more nervous as you went along.
Yeah.
Now, is that not in the book?
That's in the book.
That's in the book. All right. Now, let me tell you something. You also talk about several marriages in the book, correct?
That's in the book.
You have a lot of stories in there about turning to Christianity, spending $4,000 at a bookstore one time. Is that not in the book?
That's in the book.
Do you talk about attention deficit disorder? Can you make these things up right at the top of your head?
That's in the book. But did you read the chapter about where I had hair transplant?
I'm going to say yes, and you're going to say that wasn't in the book. Am I right about that?
You're right.
But, you know, I tell you, this book makes you laugh, makes you cry. It's got all the emotions.
Good. Well, it's supposed to have, because when someone's as screwed up as I am or have been, you ought to go through all of that stuff. But the end result is what we care about, and that's that puts a smile on my face because I'm involved with that. And, you know, all my friends are going, I cannot believe you said these things. And I said, well, why not? So much has been written about me and said about me and so many cruel things, and I've said cruel things about myself, and I'm pretty much, you know, I'm a walking open book anyway. So why not tell people that your life's not perfect? Why not let people know you've screwed things up, but also let them know that you did something about it? And that's what I'm proud of, the fact that I did something about it.
Well, the fact of the matter is that what you do is you defuse everybody. I mean, nobody can attack you because you'll come right back and defuse them because, yeah, I did that. You
yeah.
know? And then where does somebody go? I mean, politician should learn to do that, you know?
Right.
Did you really sleep with that intern? Yes, I did. Okay, next subject.
Yeah, you know what? I have found out, and one of the things I did in television decision when I first started doing the pregame show, especially, was that when I would screw up, I wouldn't try to hide it. I would just laugh about it and keep on going. And what happened, the purists out there would go, he can't get these names right. He screws the scores up. And I'm going, you're right, I do. But I give hope to everybody out there that they can do this job that I'm doing and probably do it better. You know, it just makes you human, that's all.
Well, when you start appealing to the blue-collar people out there, that's how you do it. You can't talk down to them. You look them straight in the eye. And I think
that's the
reason for the appeal. I really do.
Where does it come off that quote-unquote famous people or rich people or successful people, are in their minds anyway, are better than anybody else when 98% or more of this country is made up of real people?
That's
my
right.
kind of people, my family. Who am I? I'm not better than anybody. You know, I may be famous, but I'm not better than anybody. That's stupid, and I never look at it like that. And I like the fact that I appeal to real Americans and not those on Wall Street.
I got to tell you something, Terry, and I say this very sincerely, okay? I'm not a big sports fanatic. I am not a kind of guy that, you know, sit down and watch the game on a Sunday afternoon. I like car racing, and I know you do too, because you had incidents there with Dale Earnhardt, which was also in the book that I read last night till 1 o'clock in the morning. But aside from that, but the fact of the matter is that I enjoy watching you because you are a regular guy, and you don't just always talk about sports. I mean, you have two daughters here, beautiful girls who you love dearly. You talk very candidly in the book about three divorces. You talk very candidly about something that's very dear to me, and that's having a little bit of a fear of flying. So, you know, you aren't just restricted to one area.
Well, I would like to think. I remember what one of our players in Pittsburgh said, I had the personalities of, you know, civil, multiple personalities.
Yeah.
And I thought, so? How exciting is that to wake up with a different person every day? I think that's kind of neat. You know, I'm not boring myself. And I'd hate to know that my life is centered around football.
Yeah.
Listen, I do a pregame show, and I have to sit there and watch some of the sorriest football games you have ever seen in your life. And when that camera comes on, put a smile on my face and go, you know, golly, look here, y'all. We got the Detroit Lions. Now, I know they ain't won a game in 4 years. Wee doggy, I'm fired up today. You know, give me a break. I'm just like you sitting at home. I hate this mess.
When you're going through this and you're doing everything that you're doing and you're setting all kinds of records and you're leading the Steelers to unprecedented 4 Super Bowl victories and so on, and you're a most valuable player, do you ever realize that coming in your mid-30s, you're pretty much going to be put out to pasture in that particular industry? Did that ever scare you?
No, it didn't scare me. I kind of look forward to it. I never did. This is a horrible answer because it doesn't sound right, but I never enjoyed playing pro football.
Really? There's a scoop.
It was a business. When I realized just how cruel and businesslike it was, and I always thought it was a game, it wasn't fun. I wanted to play, win Super Bowls, and go. Leave. Get out of there. That's why when I left, I never looked back. It wasn't fun for me. I couldn't enjoy a game because playing the game wasn't any fun because if you didn't win it, you were a piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that. I didn't like it at all. So I did it, and when I got hurt, I said, thank you, Lord. History. Bye. See ya. Sayonara. So it was just so different for me. It's only because I got hurt and disillusioned by the whole process. And I just understood it, and I thought, how sad. We got to win all these football games. We can't have any fun out here.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't win, then you're a jerk. If you don't win another Super Bowl, you're a bum. And I never did, you know, I never understood that. I just never understood. Actually, it was more fun my last couple of years when we really weren't a Super Bowl contender. They had to rely on me and throw the football. And I had more fun because wasn't going to win anyway, so it was kind of neat.
You made the comment that even when you weren't feeling well, you had a concussion because you were afraid that somebody else would come in there, do a better job, and you'd be out on the limb.
Exactly.
Wow.
But I wasn't ever, I never was afraid of if I lost football, would I be devastated? No. If I wasn't successful, would I be devastated? No. I don't need money. I grew up poor. I don't need money now. If I lost everything I had, it's almost like it'd be a blessing. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't faze me. I've had it, and look at the mess I'm in.
I want to tell you something. You are an inspiration. You really are. Even for guys who can't play golf and get 3 holes in one, twice in 2 days.
I know. I mean, even and I didn't. You know what? And none of those were good shots. That's what's so bad about it.
You're my hero. I want you to know. I don't try to be good, but I am. Well, yeah. Terry, I urge everybody to go out there in America to pick up this book called Keep It Simple. It's a great, great piece of reading. It's Terry Bradshaw penned alongside of David Fisher, and I think you got a, as we say in the sporting arena, a grand slam with this one.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, Terry, thank you so much. And when you're down in here in Orlando, see us here. We'd love to have you as a guest.
You got it, man.
Thank you, Terry. Terry Bradshaw has been our guest. Keep It Simple, the book. It's in bookstores as we speak. What a neat guy.
And here's a clip from the day that Terry Bradshaw was inducted into the Football Hall of Fame.
To use the words to describe the emotions coming to Canton, Ohio, and being inducted into the Hall of Fame. When I got the phone call, those of you that know me know I'm not a man that hides his emotions well. I went nuts. I went crazy, which I already am anyway. I jumped around. I ran around the house outside. I just lost it. I said, I can't believe this. And then I stopped and I said, what does it mean? What does all of this mean? It means that, yeah, you're one of the best that ever played. I said, no, wait just a second. What it means that in football, you never get anything, that you don't share it with people. You don't get elected into the Hall of Fame by yourself. Thank you. Every one of them. We didn't get in here by ourselves.
He's quite a guy. Love when he's on the show. Terry Bradshaw. And there's more to come, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're back and we're live all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest has been with us several times over the years. She is not only beautiful, she is delightful to have on the show, and she's judge on America's Got Talent. You talk about a tough job for a beautiful lady, it's that. Joining us right now is Heidi Klum. Hi, Heidi, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you back, and as I mentioned before, as a judge, with all the things that you have done in your remarkable career, is being a judge one of the toughest? Because I've often said, I can MC these shows, but I hate to be a judge. I mean, that's a very subjective situation. And you do a great job at it, but is it tough?
It is tough. It is tough when you have children in front of you and you have to say no. It's really hard. Or when someone is in front of you and they really believe in themselves so much and they're like, what? My act is the best. Why did you buzz? Please take the buzz back. You know, why did you give me the axe? And you have to, you know, send people off the stage because the act really wasn't that good. You kind of have to, you know, or I always like to do that in a way that, you know, people walk off the stage not feeling bad, because there's no point in that. But it definitely is more fun having someone amazing on the stage and saying, wow, your act was amazing. You had me glued to you for 90 seconds and I want to see more. I prefer that much more than having to say no to somebody. But unfortunately, there's always more no's than yeses.
Yeah, and you know, with the amount of people that try out for this, I mean, I got to assume that that's right on the money. I mean, you got to say no to a ton of people because so many people try out for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, a lot of people come, and a lot of people come also with no real act. You know, some people, I don't know who told them that they were good at, you know, singing or dancing or, you know, magic. I'm like, I just totally saw how you did that trick. What is this? You know, I mean, we see a lot of people. We go in, you know, to all these different cities. I mean, that's what we did last year. And, you know, we see 40 to 50 acts in a day. And you see very fast who has it and who doesn't.
Sure.
You know, we get bored quickly when you see that many people come onto the stage. But we also laugh at people who do silly things. You know, I still remember last year, you know, this guy that came with toilet plungers and was throwing toilet plungers across the stage onto naked guys' backs.
Yes.
You know, those kind of things, those memories. I mean, it was silly and we all buzzed, but even though it was so silly, we still remember it.
Sure.
You know?
It's tough to say no. I always think of the person that told Elvis Presley that he should go back to driving a truck. I mean, you know, you don't want to say no to somebody that might be, you know, the next superstar, but how do you know? It's so tough.
It is tough. And if there is someone who has a real true talent and we say no, it doesn't mean that your career is over.
No, of course not.
You know, if you have it, you know, you still should go and fight for it and go and see people. You know, also, you have only 90 seconds, and some people come onto the stage and they're just so nervous that they maybe can't show it in those 90 seconds because their nerves are taking over and that day wasn't their day.
Right, right.
So, you know, people shouldn't give up just because it didn't work, you know, on ADT that day. You know, it is cutthroat, and people come on there and they only have a short time, and they have to wow us really, really quickly because the next person is already standing there on the sideline ready to come out and bring it, you know?
Well, you know, and you mentioned cutthroat. I mean, that's the entertainment business. You and I both know that. So they might as well get used to it on America's Got Talent because they're going to have it all through their career if they decide to go that route.
Yeah, it is pretty hard. And as you can see, I mean, America's Got Talent has been on the air. And every year there's new talented people that are popping up from who knows where.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of talent out there. And you just have to be extra special in order to move forward.
Now, you have four judges, Howie Mandel, Sophia Vergara, yourself, Simon Cowell. Does it make a difference now that you have an even number of judges versus an odd number like three? I mean, does that kind of mess up? You have a 50-50 deal going?
I think it is fun for the audience that we sometimes have to battle it out, or sometimes we try to change another judge's mind. I've had it where I went on his knees and he tried to, you know, convince me and say yes. He's like, please, please, and he went down on his knees, and I quite enjoyed that. And I think people at home thought that that was funny, too, to see him that way. So I think it is actually pretty good to have four. I was surprised myself, to be honest with you. And then I read in the news a few weeks later, and I was like, oh, all right, they didn't take me. They took someone else. And then they called me and I said, no, we want you to come. And they're like, no, we're going to have four judges. I thought, I was like, wow, that is cool. It's different. And it's actually cool to have four judges there, and I was very pleased, excited to be back this year.
Well, sure, and they have to have some beauty on that panel. I mean, you just can't have Howie and Simon. That's not going to cut it for us guys watching. Are you at all of those auditions, Heidi?
No, we're not, unfortunately. This year, we're not going to as many cities as we did last year.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work out for some of the judges to do that. I have to say I enjoyed going to the different cities because I also understand not everyone can come to New York, not everyone can come to Los Angeles. And I just love traveling America. You know, you get to go to cities that normally, you know, you wouldn't be able to go to. Like in my job, I had not gone to some of the cities, so I actually enjoyed, you know, coming.
Mm-hmm. Now, Heidi, I would be remiss if I didn't say that, and we don't have the time to do it, but if I ran down everything that you're involved with, personal appearances you made on television, on the big screen, also your modeling career, all of the things that you do for charity, it's remarkable that you even have time to even eat lunch. I mean, it's I give you a lot of credit. You got a lot of energy.
Well, you put all of these things in, this is, you know, I've done all these things in 20 years, not last year.
You didn't do it all in a year, right?
Yeah, I did. Do it all in a year.
The one thing I love about this show, and I'm sure this is the success of the season that we're talking about, is that it's open to all ages, any talent. I mean, you don't have to be like an 18-year-old singer or dancer. You can be a contortionist. You can be a juggler. You can be anything. And that's what I think the appeal is, you know?
Absolutely. And that's why I love the show so much. I had watched AGT from my couch at home with my kids because, you know, if it's just one-sided, if it's just about singing, you know, they lose their focus, my kids. They're like, oh, this is boring, and they want to change and watch something else. They've always loved watching AGT because there's all these different people that come on the stage.
Right.
And they're like, oh, wonder who's coming next. Oh, that's cool. Or then someone is there they don't like so much, and then the next person they like again. The variety is what makes it so interesting and fun to watch because you just never know who comes on that stage next. And it's the same for us, judges. You know, we don't get a rundown. People don't tell us, you know, who is all there that day. So we sit there and we're surprised. And I love that. You have to be open-minded and give the people a chance when they come onto the stage. And I love it. It's one of my favorite, you know, jobs that I've done in 20 years of being in this industry. I love it.
And you do a great job at it. And, of course, it brings back variety show format to TV, which is not there anymore. Well, hopefully you'll come back, eh?
I would love to.
Let's do it.
I would love to, yeah.
Well, Heidi, it's always great having you on the show. You're a delight. You're not only, as I mentioned before, talented and just a very outstanding entrepreneur and beautiful. You're the full package of America's Got Talent with our judge and our friend, Heidi Klum. Thanks, Heidi. You're terrific.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a good day. We'll look forward to having you back.
Yes, thank you. You too. Good day.
Okay, bye-bye, Heidi. Heidi Klum has been our guest, and among other things that she does in show business, one of the judges for many seasons on NBC's hit show, America's Got Talent. So much more fun talking to her than Simon Cowell. Better scenery. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. Six people are dead after a plane crashed early this morning in a field near the French Valley Airport in Murrieta, California. The FAA says the Cessna 550 crashed and burst into flames. That plane had taken off from Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The Biden administration will provide cluster munitions to Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
We will not leave Ukraine defenseless at any point in this conflict, period.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defended the move. The bombs are controversial as they explode, sending multiple munitions over a wide area. Tyler Bench, a January 6th Capitol Building rioter who used bear spray, has received a lenient sentence from a U.S. district judge. The Trump-appointed judge sentenced Bench to probation and 60 days of home arrest. Prosecutors had sought a 9-month federal prison term. During the sentencing, Judge Trevor McFadden said he was giving him a break. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Break. American woman, stay away from me. American woman, mama, let me be.
Hey, And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Actually, what you're listening to is one of the supergroups of our time. And it's one thing in this rough business that we're in to have one supergroup that you have originated. But now our next guest founded two of them. Of course, the Guess Who, but also Bachman Turner Overdrive. And joining us right now is Randy Bachman. Hi, Randy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
What does it feel to be part of two legendary bands? That's got to be a sensational feeling.
Well, it makes me realize it was a good thing to quit school. When I was in college, I dropped out just before final exams and went on the road with the Guess Who in 1965 and did the Kingsman Louie Louie tour that summer. We had Shake All Over was our first big hit, and that's how we got our name. And then after that, a couple of years of getting it together, we started with These Eyes Laughing, Undone, No Sugar, No Time, American Woman, and then right into BTO, and boom, boom, boom. I love writing songs. I write them every day, and if I'm lucky, 1 out of 10 get put on a record, and 1 out of 10 gets played on radio, and 1 out of 10 gets bought by people, and here I am decades later celebrating 15 or 20 hit songs that we tell the story of and play live on stage.
Is it difficult, Randy, to go on stage and introduce new music when everybody wants here taking care of business? You ain't seen nothing yet. These Eyes. I mean, that's a great thing to have under your belt.
I don't think anyone is going to come to my show to hear a new song. As good as they are, listen, I'm just saying, I'm a friend of a lot of these guys. I've gone and sat through 3 hours of Neil Young, who I grew up with in Winnipeg, and I hate the show because he says, here's a new album. He plays the whole album.
Yeah.
And you wait for the encore. Maybe he'll do Cinnamon Girl or Down by the River. That's why you come. There's something about songs that everybody knows. If I said to you, what were you doing 15 years ago today? You wouldn't have any idea what you did. If I said to you, what were you doing the first time you heard American Woman, or the first time you heard Taking Care of Business, boom, you go back to driving in a truck with your buddies or in a convertible or a high school dance. You go right back to that time, and that's what this music does. It takes people back to a certain time in their life that were much happier days, because these days things ain't so happy. We go back to the older happy days of a high school dance, or you know, you met your girlfriend at the high school dance and your song was These Eyes and it was your wedding song, and now you play it every year at your anniversary. It's all about the memories and going back and reliving the time you heard the music. And that's why I enjoy this kind of evening. And I might sneak in one new song because it might be very relevant, and it might be a follow-up or an answer to American Woman or an answer to Taking Care of Business, and people would tolerate that. But, you know, I've gone to see the Eagles, and they're smart. When you see them, they open the show with 3 new songs. You're not going to get up and leave in the first 10 minutes. And then they soar into, you know, Old 55 and, you know, and Peaceful Easy Feeling and stuff like that. So it's all about reliving all the joy and tears and sorrows you had in the past, because every song reminds you emotionally of a special time in your life.
Randy, I'm glad to hear you say that, because it's so difficult to go to a concert and see a big name group go on stage and play songs that you've never heard before. It's very disappointing. I went to go see the Four Tops one time, all the original members, and one of them came out singing at the beginning of the show, singing MacArthur Park. Now let me tell you, with I Can't Help Myself, Reach Out and I'll Be There, how they could have come out on stage and just hit a home run, but they didn't. And one of them comes out and sings the most boring song in the world?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You have your son that's working with you now. Tao.
Yeah, he's a great addition. He sings, plays guitar, he does She's So High. He tells the story of he wrote that song in high school for the girl in high school who was so beautiful, none of the guys would even talk to her or invite her to the prom because they thought she would say no, and then she didn't go to the prom with anyone because nobody asked her. They were all too afraid. So he wrote this song called She's So High. And then it was all about everybody has this blonde cheerleader that the guys are too afraid to ask her for a date because she will refuse them. And then they feel like they're a nerd and that they never, nothing ever happens in their life.
You know, Randy, that's a true story, too. I mean, that happens in every high school around the country, that the pretty girl sits at home on Saturday night because nobody's got the guts to say, hey, you want to go out?
Right.
You're going to be near me in Orlando, Florida at the Sharon Performing Arts Center, the Villages, on the 18th. That's a great venue, Randy. You're going to love that venue. And that audience, they're going to go crazy for you.
Great. I can't wait to come to Florida. I watch it on the news every day. It looks like the best state to go to.
And my buddy Joe Bamford from the touring company that he has, very successful.
Yeah, yeah. Company,
Get Off the Bus Concerts is bringing you in. Randy, do you still do a lot of road dates?
It's really weird. We haven't done anything for like 2.5-3 years.
Really?
But what we did 3 years ago is we did a cruise in Florida. And as we got back from the cruise, it was like middle of February. We got off the ship, and they said, get into your cars, the ship is closing. And everybody who didn't get off the ship, because they let the bands off first, was stuck on the ship for 3.5 weeks. And then as we got to the airport, they said, this is the last flight to Toronto. And COVID was shutting everything down. We didn't know if it would be shut down for a week or a month. Little did we know it would be years and years. And we got back to Canada. There was no gigs anywhere. Everything was shut down.
Yeah.
And then when I got asked last year, or we want to do a cruise, we said, of course, we haven't played since the last cruise. It's been a long time between gigs. And luckily, at the end of this cruise, we will come back. We land, we drive to the villages and do this great show for all the people on land in Florida.
And you're going to enjoy it. Hey, Randy, how do you like doing radio? I know you do a radio show.
I did it for a joke. I took a challenge where somebody said you couldn't do it. I did it as a summer replacement show, and I did it for 16 years. It was called Randy's Vinyl Tap, and it was kind of like Spinal Tap. I was telling stories just like I told you now, or I'll be telling at the Sharon, how I wrote every song. But when I did my radio show, I did a show of every band I've ever played with, like on a tour. The Beach Boys, Ringo Starr, The Who, Led Zeppelin. I would tell my own story of meeting them backstage and how they might have written their song or how they affected me. And people have never heard these stories before. They've never been in print. So my radio show, it was 2 solid hours every weekend. It was on Friday and Saturday and Sunday night. And I had a legion of 15 or 20 million fans that would listen to it. And we stopped doing that this year. We ran out of everything. Everybody ran out of money. We ran out of time, and we started doing other stuff, and COVID changed a lot of things for people. And it's great to be coming back now and getting together with my band. I haven't seen my band for 2.5 years.
Wow.
We get together, we jam it out, we go and do the cruise for a week, and we come back and play in the villages there. It's going to be great.
You are going to have a great time up there at the Sharon Performing Arts Center. Now, Randy, can we go to your website and find other dates that you guys are going to be performing at?
Yeah, we got gigs all summer long. We even booked a cruise for next March in 2024. We've got another cruise going on because it's a really great thing to do. You go and you're on this wonderful ship. You're there for 5 or 6 days. You maybe play 3 times. And I get to go and hang out and see Deep Purple and Roger Daltrey, guys I've known for years.
Sure.
Because when you're doing gigs together, like festivals, you never see each other.
No.
People see a poster and they think you played with Jimi Hendrix or you get to know him. He's on at 8 at night, you're on at 2 in the afternoon. You're sleeping on both ends of that, and so is he. And you just show up and do your gig. But now when you're on a boat together, you get to have dinner together, or breakfast, or tea or coffee after the show. And it's really great to see all these guys that you've known since the 70s. You know, the Doobie Brothers and the Allman Brothers and 38 Special. Like all these guys who I've known forever, but you kind of casually know them. And when you're on a cruise, you're kind of there hanging out, and it's really great.
A lot of times doing that, too, you get a chance to mix with the audience. And the nice part about that is you don't have to go from city to city to unpack. You go on there, you're there for a few days, everything's self-contained.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Randy, you're a great guest and a great talent. And I'm going to try to get up to see you on the 18th at the Sharon. But now the website we can go to find about all the tours, the whole nine yards, is where, Randy?
Or just randybackman.com.
Okay.
I've got a Facebook, it's all there. On YouTube, you'll see Backman. Me and my son, Sal, did Trainwreck. YouTube's every Friday at 6 o'clock where we would stump each other trying to play songs and make all kind of horrific mistakes, and people loved it. They love seeing us making mistakes. So just Google my name and it'll all pop up. It'll tell where I'm playing. I'm lucky I have 18 or 20 hit songs to play, and I just love going out and playing them. The audience reaction is fantastic.
I love to hear that, Randy, and I won't mention the name of the group, but I went to go see a big name group, and they seem to be like getting tired of playing that same song or a bunch of songs over and over and over again. They did one song, you know, the song probably 3 minutes and 20 seconds originally, and the thing went on for like 10 minutes because they had to do 47 Hammond B3 organ solos, and you lost the gist of the song. I'm glad to hear that you perform all those songs, do them in the way that we're familiar with.
We play the records. We come not to play the songs. We come to play the records of the songs. So if it's 4 minutes long, we played for 4 minutes. If it's 2.5, we played for 2.5. There's no giant solos. There's no showing off how great I can play guitar. It's showing off that I've been in some great bands. I've written some great songs. The band is really good, and we have fun, and we're there to please the people and to entertain the people, and that's what we do.
And that is why Randy Bachman is still performing after so many decades, because he knows what the audience wants, and he gives it to them. Randy Bachman from Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive on tour nationwide. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. Delighted to have our next guest with us. It's always great when he's here, and he is one busy individual. Television, on radio, recording. Joining us right now is our friend Carson Daly. Carson, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Ron. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And listen, I'm not digging ditches. None of that is manual labor. I'm not working too hard.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I always tell people. You know, they say, well, what are you working so hard for? And I say, you know what? This is not manual labor. I always think of my pal and former partner, best friend, Ed McMahon, when I think of you, because I remember he called me up and he said, I did an interview with Carson Daly, and I said, boy, I said, it's good to be working with Carson again. And I'll never forget that. He always said that.
That, you know, that was a great pleasure. I remember Mr. McMahon. We were shooting Last Call, my NBC late night show.
Right.
We were actually shooting in a studio in Burbank on the NBC lot where Mr. Carson did the original Tonight Show, and that was a real thrill to get to talk to Mr. McMahon about back in the day, and Yeah, and he did the Here's Carson, and that was a real treat.
Oh, yeah. I used that on the beginning of all my stage shows, too. We were very, very close. He spent a lot of nights at my house over a nice dirty martini, but I won't get into that. That was another story.
I'd like to hear those stories.
Oh, yeah, you sure would. Some of them I can't say on here, but I'll tell you when we get off. Hey, you're in Washington right now with a great thing called Grill of Honor. This is a terrific event involving the USO. Please tell us about it, because we can't do enough for people who serve in the military.
Well, you know, I feel the same way, Ron, as you know. You know, for somebody who's in the public eye, many of us, a lot of philanthropic things come across our desk. There's a lot of very warranted and needed causes, and everybody's got their thing. I do a lot for breast cancer in October. It's close to my heart because of my mom. But you know what? We just can't do everything. So, you know, if I have some time out of my schedule, or I'll certainly make time, it's to support the troops. It's probably, you know, the number one thing that I do. And USO, we all know the work that they do. So they put together this fun idea of grilling. They got the six branches of the military all out here cooking in D.C. at National Park, and just got friends and family and 800 active servicemen and women. And this is really what it's about. Shake a hand, have a burger, give the money to the USO, and it's a great way to kick off. I'm really honored to be a part of it. They made their burgers, and we got to judge it, and all in the good name. Listen, the $100K was going to the USO anyway. This was just a great way to have give it to them.
You and the very lovely Brooklyn Decker are the judges. Now, in all the experience that you've had in the broadcasting business and in the public eye, you have not learned yet not to be a judge. You've got to be an MC. A judge is a tough job, Carson.
Yeah, that's the worst job. It's a role reversal for me. As you know, with being on the set of The Voice so much, I'm around all the, we call them coaches, not judges.
Right.
Like to aim high and not to put anybody down, but it was fun today, you know, for a minute to have an MC here. That's usually the listening that I do. So to sit back and get to eat burgers and be the judge, and all in the name of supporting our troops. I mean, really just, and my family's here, you know, the great way to kick off.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and I never asked to be a judge. I say, I'll MC this, but I don't want to judge you because I don't know how to say no to somebody, especially a veteran, you know what I'm saying? But you apparently have found the knack. Congratulations to you.
We didn't say no. It was like Air Force, very good.
Very good.
Navy, really tasty. Army, amazing. Coast Guard, absolutely fantastic. I mean, everybody was very good, and then there was a winner.
Well, you know what? That means that you have the makeup for a politician.
Yeah, maybe.
You could
maybe.
Be.
I'm good at Switzerland. I did that for a long time at MTV, trying not to show favoritism between genres of music, and today I did it with the various branches of the military.
You're doing a great job at that. The $100,000 to the USO on behalf of the winning branch, what I really find interesting, and I don't know how many people know this. I've known this for a long, long time because I'm in the media, but I never really realized this till about 10 years ago, that the USO is not a government agency and is privately funded. That shocked the daylights out of me.
Well, the work that they do, Ron, it is shocking. Yeah, it is. You'd think that would be, you know, government sanctioned and supported and the best from the private sector, I guess you could say. I mean, the work that they do, you know, shortly after 9/11, I got to do a big show with the USO.
Yeah.
We went over to Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany and brought, you know, Kid Rock and Jennifer Lopez and got to do a little the morale wrangling for the troops. And listen, they're all over the globe. They're in the front lines, and they're doing what's right by the troops. It's always a pleasure. Whenever the USO calls, like, that's top of the list. Put me through. If I can do it, I'm in.
Now, how many servicemen and their families are out there today, Carson?
We have over 750,
wow.
I believe. Family, again, you know, National Guard, Coast Guard, Army, Navy, Marines, obviously. A bunch of, you know, little kids. And I met a couple wives whose husbands are currently deployed. I met a young man who was in Iraq and Afghanistan, is getting deployed to Korea tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are real life faces. You forget how young they are. You know, when I was this guy's age, you know, I was drinking beer and taking full advantage of the freedoms that we have. And it's nice to be able to shake his hand and say, hey, thanks for going over there. And I, you know, I have my 4-year-old son here, and it's a great lesson for him to learn and say thank you. And I think about, I can't go, you know, a day or two on a business trip being away from my kids, and I look at these men and women who, you know, go away on these tours for months, sometimes years, and, you know, and they do it for us, and it's the most commendable thing I could possibly think of.
And, you know, when you think of the USO, for many, many years, you always thought of it as being, you know, kind of an entertainment type of organization where Bob Hope would go out there and do the USO shows. But they do a lot more when it comes to supporting their families, deploying troops. Military families are, you know, very well taken care of from the standpoint of support, wounded warriors, families of the fallen. They do a lot more than just a stage show.
Oh, they're at the epicenter of it all. I mean, Walter Reed down the street here, you've got, they're involved with all the other strategic partnerships they have, like Wounded Warriors and all the other organizations. It's nice to see all these different entities coming together with the same common goal, offering all of their services. And you're right, you know, again, the USO throws these events, and it's not just for the troops.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your new countdown show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, the radio, me, Ron, I mean, I love radio. I'll always be a radio geek. Shows like The Voice will come and go. I started my career in radio. It's my favorite form of broadcasting. It's a great medium called The Daily Download, which will bring your top 30 favorite songs in over 80 markets. Anything to expand in radio is just a lot of fun for me.
That's very cool. And I also would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Danielle Bradbury. I mean, she really shocked a lot of people as a young winner.
She was the youngest competitor in the competition, Ron. She's from small town Texas. When she came to our blind auditions with the Big Red Chairs turnaround, it was the largest group she'd ever sung in front. She'd only auditioned, well, not even auditioned, she had performed in front of a small congregation at a church.
Wow.
A couple hundred people. Up against great talent, and she just, it's not a race, it's a marathon, and young Danielle hung in there, great talent, she's in good hands with Blake Shelton, we're super happy for her.
The Voice is a great show. The thing I loved about it when I first saw it was the fact that when the seats are facing the other direction, that is, as you and I well know, radio, and boy, I tell you, that is a great, great premise for a program.
Well, thank you. You know, we saw it in Holland, is where it originated, and we went, my God, this thing could be a great, hit it on the air fast in America, this idea of starting with The Voice and not a popularity contest and not judges saying who's good and who's bad, but if you get goosebumps and that voice moves you, that's a good place to start to find a superstar, and so the rest is history.
Great. Hey, Carson, I don't have to tell you this, but anytime you want to come back, you know you're always welcome here, okay?
I appreciate it, Ron, and I would love to. If I'm in the area, I'd love to come and see you.
And good luck down there in Washington, D.C. today with the Grill of Honor. You're doing a great job. Thanks, Carson.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All the best.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Carson Daly's been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank our guests this first hour for being on the show, and they include one crazy guy, which you gotta love him, Terry Bradshaw, also the beautiful Heidi Klum from Bachman Turner Overdrive, and also the guest who, Randy Bachman, and from the Today Show and The Voice, Carson Daly. Next hour, attorney and author John Gleason will be joining us. He's written a book about John Gotti. I don't think you can ever get tired of hearing stories about John Gotti. He's like Howard Hughes, called the Gotti Wars. UB40 will be joining us. They mixed rock with Bob Marley's reggae. And in our lifestyle segment, we have Jack Nerad and Joey Thurman coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.